guys, Phil Britton here, and welcome to the very first podcast of Live Your Life on Purpose. This podcast is going to be the first of very many to give you guys the tips, the tools, the techniques, the teachings, the lessons you need to move the needle further in your life, in all areas of your life. Really, at the end of the day, my goal is to help every single person who watches this or attends one of my events or is one of my students in my martial arts classes to be able to move the needle further, to be able to find what it is that they're passionate about, to be able to live life with more purpose and passion, not just for themselves, but the people around them. And that's what we're going to be delivering in these podcast shows. So please share, like, do what you need to do, subscribe wherever you're watching this this video here or listening to it on a podcast. But please get this out there, guys. It's very, very important, because from me to you and to you to other people, we can make a difference in everybody's lives. So I'm going to kick off today's episode talking about a quote that I really, really love. And I always say this when I'm on stage. The two most important days of your life were the day you were born and the day you find out why. Let me just say that again. The two most important days of your life was the day that you were born, of course, otherwise you wouldn't be here, and the day that you find out why you were born. Now, some people are lucky enough, they find that purpose and that calling of the reason why they're here, and they can find that and journey on. For most of us, it's not that easy. Most of us, finding our purpose is a journey. And even when you think you've found it, well, as you journey through, you might find that your purpose shifts and changes and morphs as you journey through life. I think the lesson here for me personally is, no matter what I try to achieve or what I try to do in my life, it's going to be a journey. Whether it's finding my purpose, whether that's being a better father, whether that's being a better speaker on stage and helping people live a better life, whether that's teaching amazing martial arts classes and self-defense to be able to give more confidence to the people that I'm in touch with, whatever it is, I just know that it's on a journey, that I'm on a journey. And the more that I journey life and try to find that purpose and trying to journey through life and engaging with my purpose, the closer I am at living life with passion and purpose as well. And the key, what I find here as well, there are a few things that I want to share with you that I think are going to be important with you in finding your purpose and being on that journey specifically. Number one is to follow your passions. Let me just say that again, following your passions. And some of us, I'm not going to point the finger, but some of us live life under this ceiling or under a standard or under this sort of, in this sort of shell, and you're not stepping out and living your passions. If you think about all the things that you're passionate about, how many of you are actually doing the things that you love? Or are you just going about life, going about work? Are you just checking in, checking out? Are you going to the 9-to-5 and going home, cracking a beer or watching TV or whatever it may be? What are you doing to follow your passions? What are you doing to identify what these passions are? Maybe go back to the passions that you used to love, maybe you've forgotten when you were younger or a teenager or even a young adult. What are the passions that you had in your life? Are they still relevant? And what passions are you following right now? Because I dare say that what happens is, in life, we sort of go through life and things get added to our lives. And the first things to leave our life are our passions. And I mean, I'll just throw it to you right now. When you're happy, when you're passionate, when you're joyful, you're living on purpose. You're moving towards life in a more joyous state. And when you're happy, when you're joyous, when things are moving forward for you, life's just, it's on. And that's about following your passions. So make sure when you are looking at this video and writing down maybe, or having a think about during your drive or commute about what you're passionate about, have a think and write down all the lists, all the things that you're passionate about. And I want to ask yourself, as you look at those lists there, which ones are you doing regularly or which ones are you not? Which ones would you like to get back to? Which ones have just sort of fallen into your lap and then maybe you're not so passionate about it, but you're just doing it anyway? I find when I'm living my life on purpose, I'm passionate about the things that I'm doing. And when I'm passionate about the things I'm doing, I'm putting 110% energy in it. When I'm putting 110% energy into something, I know I'm going to get 110% back. So make sure you're following your passions. Number two is, I really want you to surround yourself with positive people. Again, we sort of go through life and we collect friends or associates or colleagues or whatever it may be around us. And if we're not careful, we can let or bring in or lower the fence and bring negative, toxic relationships into our life. Now, you have a chance. It's your life, remember. And you've got to let positive people, people who are going to propel you forward, push you to be the best you can be. I want people around you who live life aligned with your values, aligned with your mission, your vision of what a purposeful life is. When you have people around you that are pushing you, propelling you, pulling you up, being their best, allowing you to be at your best, it really starts to shift. Life starts to shift. Just by making small changes in your life makes big differences in your life as time goes on. It reminds me of a quote, change. Inch by inch is a cinch, yard by yard is hard. When you try and make massive, huge changes in your life, quite often we fail because the distance we need to travel or the changes that we need to make are far too big and too great for us to do. Therefore, we may fall short and fail. And when you start to fail, sometimes that gets into your inner dialogue and you start believing it. And believing in your internal dialogue. So what I want you to think about is inch by inch is a cinch. What can you do in your life, little things, day by day, to be able to move the needle forward in your life? And one of them is just identifying the people who are positive in your life and the people who are negative. And it doesn't mean you may not love or adore or have friendships with those people that are negative influences, but you're definitely going to draw a line in the sand and you're going to spend less time with those people and more time over here, the people who are positive, who are pulling you, pushing you, propelling you forward. I can tell you right now, this is one of the biggest things in my life early on when I survived the Bali bombing terrorist attacks. 60% burns to my body, I lost 7 of my friends. I was in some very, very dark times. And unfortunately, the people around me also were in dark times. And it was very difficult for us all to break out of these dark times with alcohol, drug abuse. You know, it wasn't not a good environment. And the environment consisted of negative people. Now, no one was intentionally being negative. It was just a bad environment. But I had to draw a line in the sand. And at some point in that journey, I took a step and got back to what I loved, what I was passionate about, which was martial arts. And being in that environment for me, in an environment where people are always trying to be the best they can be, they're getting more physically fit, mentally strong, emotionally resilient, and you know, putting yourself in that environment, whether it's martial arts or something else, is a surefire way to start rubbing shoulders. And when you rub shoulders with these people, it rubs off on you too. So remember, find your passions, live passionately, do the things that you love in life, surround yourself with people who promote you, positive relationships, who push you, propel you, don't bring you down. And also say no to things. One of the key things, again, is just to be able to acknowledge and say, no, that does not align with my values. That doesn't align with my vision. That doesn't align with where I want to go in life. Rather than getting dragged somewhere that you don't want to, we need to, as humans, especially in the world and the culture that we live in right now, we have to have the ability to say no. No to people, no to things, no to unhealthy food. You know, everything in moderation, of course, when it comes to certain things like that. But you need to understand that no is a very powerful word. And when you start saying no to things, you'll actually start seeing greater things and better things come towards you in your life. So stop getting pulled to the negative things. Stop getting pulled to the things that you don't want to achieve and don't want in your life, and start pushing yourself to the things that you want. And that may mean you having to say no as well. Last but not least, in this particular episode, I want to keep this relatively short and sweet as the first episode for you guys, give you some real tips and real tools that you can use. Is one thing that I've held very true in my life is you've got to give to receive. You've got to give to receive. If you're someone who's wanting more in life, but you don't go out there and give more to other people, it's not going to come your way. The law of attraction. If you give, you shall receive. Now, you don't give to receive. You give because the joy that you get from giving. You give because it makes you feel good, because it helps other people. But what I've found, the more that I've given, the more that time, the more resources, the more knowledge, and in some cases money, the more I've actually received in return as well. And I love this quote here, life won't give you more unless you do something with what you already have. Let me repeat that again. Life will not give you more until you do something with what you already have. So let me just unpack that for a minute before we finish up on today's episode. Is you have skills, abilities, you have qualities in your life. You are very unique in yourself. Whoever you are listening and watching this, you're unique. You may not have identified your superpowers or the things that make you who you are, but you have them within you. And you've got to actually use the tools and use the gifts that you have, all right? As little or as big as they are, you have gifts and you've got to learn to use what you already have, because life will not give you more in life unless you do something with what you already have. I just want to think about that. Please, if you're listening to this or watching this and you have some questions or some comments, please leave them around this video. I'd love to reach out to you. Please share this episode with your family, with your friends, or anyone who needs to give that little slap on the face, that slap on the wrist, and maybe identify or see the way that they can move forward in life is by trying to align their life with their purpose. Their purpose, their passion, their mission, their vision, daily tasks. But there are some great little tools and tricks that I've given you just right now that if you do those little things, as I said before, inch by inch is a cinch, yard by yard is hard. Add up these little things, guys. Make those small adjustments, and I can guarantee you, long term, your life is going to be 10 times more productive, 10 times more effective, and you're going to get way more out of life once you start giving something back to yourself. Take care, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you on the flip side. Ciao. We'll be right back.